commercial. Don't miss Invincible, a tribute to Michael Jackson, Saturday, February 15th, 7 p.m. at the Emporia Granada Theater.
And text MJ to 620-342-5863 till 9 o'clock this morning. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Michael Jackson tribute this Saturday night at the Emporia Granada Theater. It is 8:22, and it is time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu.
If you're a college-bound high school student or a current college student looking to transfer, I've got a stunning number for you. This year, Emporia State University awarded more than 2,900 scholarships. 2,900! So on top of already being one of the best values for getting a great college degree, they made it even more affordable with thousands of available scholarships. So if you're looking to get a degree in a high-demand field like business, nursing, education, and cybersecurity, Emporia State University is a great investment in your future. Learn more. Schedule your visit today at emporia.edu.
And welcome to the ESU Buzz, and we're very pleased to be joined on the Buzz by Kevin Rabus, director of the Donald Reichart Center for Publishing and Literary Arts and professor of creative writing at Emporia State University. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron.
Thanks for taking some time to join us here. We appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Of course, also, Kevin, a former poet laureate here in the state of Kansas as well. And Kevin, very active at Emporia State and in the Emporia community. And let's talk about, Kevin, the celebration Friday for the Donald Reichart Center for Publishing and Literary Arts at Emporia State University.
Yes. So there is a ribbon cutting for the Donald Reichart Center for Publishing and Literary Arts tomorrow, Friday the 14th at 2:30 p.m. in Plum Hall Suite 407 on the fourth floor. And this is a center that was originally opened in 2014 to focus on editing, reviewing, layout, and design, and a space for open mics and practicing scripts and outreach. And now it has a new updated version that includes new technology and a fully functioning podcasting and a fully functioning cinematography studio for use for ESU students, campus community, and the Emporia and area community.
Kevin, this is, I'm assuming there's a lot of new technology in this space here. Talk a little bit about, you know, going from the opening in 2014 to kind of the plans here for adding this new technology and the new podcasting studio. How long it's taken and kind of what you had to do to make this go?
Oh, it's taken about 11 years, and it started as a literary hub where we would produce Flint Hills Review, a national literary journal that comes out of ESU and is a hands-on experience for students to learn how to publish and also to learn how to edit and know how to publish their own work from the inside out. It still does all of that, but now it also has a place for students to create in a very contemporary way when it comes to podcasting and filmmaking. There's a lot of equipment. It looks very much like a radio studio, actually. and the filmmaking studio looks like a place where you would, it kind of looks like Between Two Ferns. It's a interview space with lots of cameras and lights.
Yeah, talk about the cinema portion of this. Kevin, what exactly are you offering there?
So students can work to learn how to podcast and filmmake, and we've actually already had some success when it comes to this. If I can toot my own horn for a second here, I mentored four undergraduate students in the School of Humanities and Social Sciences in filmmaking independent studies, and that resulted in screenings of their films at the Old Times Not Forgotten Film Festival in Derby last month. So we're already getting some success when it comes to, learning the equipment, learning the theory behind it, and getting it into practice. Also, when it comes to podcasting beyond filmmaking, we have an Emporia State Visiting Writer Series podcast, which is now on episode 11, which includes student sound engineers and eventually student hosts. So when we bring in a visiting writer, we interview them for about 7 to 15 minutes and then put out a podcast you can find in places like Spotify if you like.
Kevin, I have several questions to come with this, but I wanted to start by asking you here, really, what, as far as the education side, like you were mentioning here with filmmaking independent studies, but how do you and maybe other faculty members plan to utilize this space to help students get ready for what is going to be probably a really rapidly evolving field, in addition to the rapid interest that's unfolded in podcasting and filmmaking over the last few years?
Right. So since about 2009, I've offered playwriting and screenwriting. And then about 2.5 years ago, I started offering podcasting and filmmaking, in part because if you write a script, the best way to get it filmed is to film it yourself. And so I've taught those classes regularly since I mentioned. Also, Emporia State is leaning into A&E, Arts and Entertainment, and a communication professor, Dr. Adam Hughes, is also teaching digital communication, and that helps folks to learn how to use still and video cameras as well as audio equipment. And so between Dr. Hughes and I, we're able to pair and offer classes that will teach students how to make films, how to podcast, and of course the things we've always offered when it comes to publishing and writing.
So with the upgrades that you're sharing with us here, that sound pretty significant, Kevin. I would assume interest is probably pretty high for students in this field, or fields, I should say.
Right. No, you're right. And my podcasting and filmmaking class is overflowed. It has more people than it originally had, seats for, but we have plenty of chairs, so we're good.
This is open here not only for students but for the general public. I guess the question then comes up really is about scheduling. How are you going to get students with the wants and desires that they have, and those creative folks here with their own podcast ideas from the general community, and what's going to be the process and the procedure for getting everybody who wants that space a chance to use it?
As a director, I oversee the Rikert Center, and folks just reach out to me, and we set up a schedule, and folks come in. We've got already, a number of folks coming into the space, and it's not that difficult, at least so far, to make space for those who want to use and learn from the facilities.
Well, what an upgrade it is, and I mentioned significant. I think that indeed is the case. And, Kevin, one more time, give us the date and time for the ribbon cutting coming up here Friday.
It is this Friday, tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. in Plum Hall Suite 407, which is on the fourth floor, not hard to find. I should say one more thing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The center is a gift from an ESU distinguished alum, Donald G. Rikert. He's an Emporia native who retired after a 35-year career in telecommunication, and he's a published author, such as the novel Justice on Hold. We want to send props to our donor.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way it sounds here, too, Kevin, is the last 10 years have been extremely fruitful for the center and the students that it served.
Very much so. The journals Flint Hills Review and Quivira look great. Flint Hills Review is now in its 30th year, and we have a 30th year anniversary edition. We are really enjoying the fruits of our labors, our students' labors, and our donors' generous gift.
All right, Kevin, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and we hope to see you all at the ribbon cutting.
Yeah, Kevin, always good to talk to Kevin Rabus, director of the Donald Rikert Center for Publishing and Literary Arts and professor of creative writing at Emporia State University. That ribbon cutting again coming up 2:30 p.m. this Friday, tomorrow, in Plum Hall, Suite 407, for the Donald Rikert Center for Publishing and Literary Arts. Quite an upgrade there, Chuck.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And I remember covering the original ribbon cutting back 10 years ago, and that was a really nice space then. But to see this type of addition, really cool, and quite possibly really impactful for the campus community and the community as a whole.
And our ESU Buzz brought to you by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu, and by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
Needing to consolidate debt or make improvements to your home? Look no further than Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Use the